Miss something?
Never mind.
I know you can't wait.
You can catch up right here. Catch up right
here. Claire and Dane's podcast.
Funny, we just played Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
He's just finished doing some shows over in Ireland, over in the UK.
Yeah.
And when he was over there, he went to a little restaurant in a little town called Kildare, or probably Kildare, I don't know, in Ireland. And he visited a little Argentinian and Spanish restaurant called Picaderos.
Okay.
Serves dishes like a Mexican tapas platter and heaps of other stuff as well. It also does a crispy chicken wrap. Bieber loved it so much, he went there 3 days in a row. People couldn't believe it. He walked into the restaurant, bought the chicken wrap with some nachos,
yeah,
sat down and just chowed down. Loved it.
But you know what? I think, especially when you're overseas or when you're somewhere you don't know, if you do find somewhere that you do like the food at, stick with it.
Exactly right. Picadero's staff were awestruck, obviously, when he came in.
Of course.
And they posted on Facebook that he'd been back a third time before departing for the rest of his world tour. They said, can't believe it, just called him for takeaway. 3 crispy chicken wraps and nachos. So what they did, they decided to name that wrap now in his honour. So from here forth, moving forward, Picadero's, you can now go and get the chicken Despacito wrap.
Oh, wow.
Named after Justin Bieber because he visited 3 times in a row.
Well, it's not quite named after Justin Bieber.
Well, you know what I mean.
The song he can't sing.
He encouraged it, though, didn't
he? Yeah, he did.
And you're right. When you do find something you enjoy, you go back
continually.
It got me thinking, though, Claire, and I love to hear stories on 13, 12, 16 of when you've had something named after you. He's had a food named after him.
You had a monkey named after you.
I've had a monkey named after me at Altina Wildlife Park, one of the little marmosets.
Yeah.
I want to hear from someone who's had something named after them, be it a park, a road.
Perhaps could be anything.
It could be anything at all.
Another child?
Yeah. Sure.
It happens.
It does.
There's juniors. Yeah,
exactly right. 13, 12, 16. What have you had named after you? Harvey, called 3, 13, 12, 16. Harvey, mate, what have you had named after you?
Well, it's not named after me. It's named after my father.
Yeah, what is it?
Well, he's got a series of things, actually. We've got a bit of heritage in Australia. My father, when he came as a single man, went to work in the Australian Hydro Scheme, building the tunnels, a series of tunnels that brings water down this way and creates all the electricity. And during his time off, he went for a bit of a walk and discovered a waterfall. He let his supervisor know about it, and unbeknown to him, the supervisor jumped on the excavator and the bulldozer and made a track to go to this waterfall. And now there's a fire trail, which is that track that was made back then, called the Valentine Fire Trail, which leads to the waterfalls, was also called Valentine's Falls.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
There's also a snow refuge, Valentine's Hut. It's all in the same area.
Wow, this guy's got everything named after him. That's awesome. And even a special day on February 14th called Valentine's Day.
That's his birthday, actually.
Oh, is it really? Hey, thanks for your call, mate.
Thank you.
You know how I have my memory is not always the best, and sometimes I'll start to speak to you about something, then I'll get sidetracked with something else, and you're like, Dane,
my one gripe
finish
with
the
you.
Sentence, yeah. Focus on the one job at
hand. I
literally
have to say to you, what was that?
Yeah,
what
you do. I found out there's a reason why that happens.
Okay.
And this is love a study on this show.
It's
a study.
Good study, yeah.
From the McCombs School of Business at University of Texas in Austin in the United States of America.
Okay, do we trust this study?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it explains a lot for me. So they're saying that our cognitive capacity to do things, to do jobs,
yeah,
just to be in the moment, is significantly reduced when your smartphone is within reach. Yours is your arm length away, which is about 25 centimetres.
See, I wonder if that counts for laptops, because like currently I'm watching some sort of food making thing and it's kind of distracting me.
Turn it off. Focus. Now, the researchers found that participants with their phones in another room significantly outperformed those with their phones on their desk right next to them. And they also slightly outperformed those participants who had kept their phones in a pocket or a bag. I was going to say, the findings suggest that the mere presence of having a smartphone around reduces the available cognitive capacity, impairs cognitive functioning, even though people feel like they're giving their full attention and focus to the task at hand.
See, I wonder if that's because people are worried that they might get a message or they might get something else and they're going to miss it. If it's right next to them, they can look at it constantly. Whereas when it's out of the room.
That is exactly what I think as well. Because do you have, it's actually, there's a name for this. It's where you think your phone has buzzed, but it hasn't. And you pull it out to have
a
look at it.
It has a name.
Yeah, it does have a real name.
See,
that's one of those things. Because we're always in contact and always instantly contactable in this day and age, be it email, phone call, text message,
there's
Snapchat,
always some way
Facebook,
you can get in contact, yeah.
Exactly right. And you always think, if I miss something, and I have massive FOMO at the best of times. McCombs assistant professor Adrian Ward said, your conscious mind isn't thinking about your smartphone, but that process, the process of requiring yourself to not think about something, uses up some of your limited cognitive resource. It's just a straight out brain drain. So this is 100% correct because, as I said at the start, this is my answer to everything.
And you know what?
My phone's just over
there.
Whenever
you do get
a
message or something, if you are in mid-sentence, you just ignore it.
I do not.
You just stop what you're saying
and
pick up your phone. I am talking about you. You stop what you're saying and you pick up your phone.
Yeah, I should do better with that.
But he explains it. Stop it.
Lyle's there on. I didn't get a message because no one's up at 6:15. Love Child, tonight on Channel 9, you can catch it. One of the stars joins us right now. Her name is Danielle Contanzariti. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Now, good morning. Danielle, you play Eleanor on Love Child, and Eleanor is an Italian that's come over to Australia. She was supposed to marry this man that her parents had said she had to marry, and then she got pregnant with a sailor on the ship.
Ooh.
Yes.
What is it like, though, to play someone with such a heavy Italian accent and all of that background?
Oh, well, it's seriously been a dream come true. I am Italian. However, I don't speak Italian, the art of acting, right? But when I got cast as Elena, it was so amazing. I've had a lot of teachers. I've still got most of my grandparents alive and my parents. So I've had a lot of resources to make this character come alive.
And now, Contanzariti, that's quite a lot of people here in the Riverina and Griffith have that last name. Do you have any family here at all, Danielle, that we know about or that you know about?
Not that I know of. I'm sure there's cousins and whatever else.
Well, that's how Italian families work, right? There's just cousins everywhere.
I'm sure my nonna will get very angry at me when she listens to this and be like, no, you do have family there. but not that I know of personally. And, you know, the Contanzariti last name is just about like Smith, I'm pretty certain.
Yeah.
Especially in Griffith.
Now, Danielle, tonight, Elena has quite a big night on Love Child. What kind of stuff does she get into?
Well, tonight, yes, it is a big episode for Elena. We're all hoping Ed comes back, and the plan is that they want to go and get married. So that's probably the biggest storyline. So we have to find out what happens if she gets married or not to Ed.
You can't give us any tips or anything? and would it be a big Italian wedding like we have here in Griffith? Because we have over 1,000 people at weddings.
That would take up the whole episode. Yeah. Sure.
And that's just the arrivals of the bridal party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, Danielle, I cannot wait to see Love Child tonight. It looks like it's going to be an amazing episode as well. Joan, or Jessica Maris, who plays Joan, she's going to find out about her baby, who unfortunately, as far as she's concerned, died a few episodes ago. But was that really her baby? That's the real question.
Is that the question?
Who knows?
Yeah.
Danielle, do you know?
What has Matron done? I know. just
making sure everyone's on the same page there on the set of Love Child, Danielle. Just want to make sure. Well, you are fantastic to watch. You can catch Love Child tonight on Channel 9. Danielle Contanzariti, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And your family from Griffith says hi.
Oh, hi, guys. See you soon.